Welcome to the latest installment in PRSA's Silver Anvil Awards podcast series. For more than 60 years, the Silver Anvil Awards have recognized the very best in public relations programs. Emblematic of the forging of public opinion, the Silver Anvil Award has become an iconic symbol of excellence and achievement in the public relations profession. The host of this year's series is PRSA member Deborah Radner. A highly respected public relations counselor and leader in the PRSA community, Deborah is accredited in public relations, a member of the PRSA College of Fellows, and a three-time Silver Anvil Award winner. She also has served as president of the Foundation of Women Executives in Public Relations and is a member of Women in Communications and Advertising Women of New York. And now, the host of the PRSA Silver Anvil Awards podcast series, Deborah Radman.
Hello, I'm Deborah Radman, and welcome to the Silver Anvil Award podcast series. Thank you for joining us as we feature some of this year's Silver Anvil Award program finalists. Today's featured finalist is in the Marketing Consumer Services category, Travel and Tourism, submitted by Embassy Suites Hotels with Eminent PR. Our guest today is John Lee, Vice President of Brand Marketing and Communications for Embassy Suites. Welcome, John. Glad to have you with us today.
Great. Thanks so much, Deborah. I'm happy to be here.
What an interesting program and a challenge that you guys faced in putting this together to reach a real new, somewhat more different demographic target, the young socializer. Is that what we would call them?
Yeah, that's what, through our segmentation research, that's what we dub these up-and-coming business travelers.
I'll tell you, I don't ever want to do my first business trip again because I remember how awkward I felt and how difficult it was, and I was probably right about in the same age bracket. Why don't you tee us up and talk about the importance of reaching this demographic and what you guys were trying to accomplish, especially in a time when younger people are probably also worried about getting jobs and taking those first business trips.
Exactly. Well, you know, part of my job, probably a third of my job really is to understand customers, and it goes beyond demographics. You know, we get into psychographics and firmographics and ethnographics, and we've conducted a few segmentation studies over the last 4 or 5 years, and we just completed one early last year. And what this segmentation study tells us is that there's different types of business travelers and leisure travelers out there today. And one of the emerging targets is kind of a Gen Y, a little bit of millennial, age 24, through 28 to 32. That demographic right there, and a lot of them have good jobs, and they're staying in upscale hotels. Their overall awareness of our particular brand and a lot of upscale brands is kind of low because they're just getting into this business travel thing. And so we wanted to make sure that they knew everything they could possibly want to know about Embassy Suites. I mean, we wanted to get the brand in front of them in a very meaningful way. So we did a lot of focus groups with these guys, and we talked about business travel and what they like and what they don't like and, that kind of thing. We told them a little bit about our brand. And the learning was great. I mean, we got a lot of positive feedback from those focus groups. But one of the things that was most interesting is the fact that, we did learn that a lot of these guys were a little nervous about their first business trip, what to do, what not to do, some tips and things like that, that they actually asked the moderator during these focus groups. And so we thought it would be a good idea if we use our Business Balance website, which we created a few years ago, as kind of a portal for these guys to learn more about the tips, the do's and don'ts about your very first business trip. And, it's interesting if you think about it, how can a hotel brand be an enabler, if you will, to make sure that that people don't, make those mistakes that we all made on our first business trip. So that was kind of the thinking at the front end.
I'll tell you, that's fascinating. I know that being prepared was something that was always sort of something you weren't prepared to be when you went out on that first business trip, because nobody could really tell you exactly what you were going to have to experience. But a lot of what you were able to do was help communicate information to this target through people and experts whom they could relate with? And how did you get to that point? And talk a little bit about your spokesperson that you used, Stuart Schultz, who was the co-founder and CEO of GradSpot.com.
Well, I mean, the idea was that, you know, we didn't want this to be brand speak, if you will. We're not experts in this. I mean, we're in the hotel business. We talk to hundreds and hundreds of business travelers every year. So, I mean, we do have, you know, some knowledge base, certainly. But, you know, from a credibility standpoint, I mean, if you really want to reach, you know, any target, you've got to get a subject matter expert that knows a lot more than we do. To really make that bridge, if you will, it adds credence, it adds credibility, and they're far more interesting, these subject matter experts, than we could ever be, and that's what Stuart brought to the table. I mean, he's a very, very easy guy to work with, extraordinarily knowledgeable, and he can connect with his target, as I said, better than we can.
Well, it sounds like he did a great job for you too. Was he the only one that you used in sort of that kind of a role, or were there others, or some of the program participants that you were able to bring in?
No, I mean he was the key spokesperson. I mean we looked at several people, if I recall, but he's the one that really popped for us.
Okay, and in learning all of this and putting this program together, what kind of creative tactical mix did you then strike? This program appears to have had multiple phases with a whole lot of different tools that were actually kind of cool in getting information and giving information.
Well, exactly. I mean, it was all digital and social media. I mean, we didn't do any traditional print or that kind of thing. Of course, it was on embassysuites.com. There was a landing page that we set up to learn more. But it all led to businessbalance.com, which is where we had the checklist that was downloadable that these guys could print out and, you know, put in their briefcases and hit the road running. We also used Facebook and Twitter. It was one of the ways we were able to gauge, you know, the some of the response of these efforts, because we noticed that, for example, that the traffic on Business Balance, you know, increased by 13%, and we had literally thousands of people, you know, fan up on our Facebook page to right after we launched this, and Twitter was as well, so lots of activity.
Well, you know, you said you didn't use a lot of traditional media, but you guys did do a satellite media tour and a radio media tour, right?
Yes, right, yes. I meant by traditional, I meant, you know, newspaper, USA Today, or,
sure,
you know, to take out an ad and you know, enter the contest with a chance to win, that kind of thing. No, yeah, but we did. Satellite media tours, we love those, absolutely love those. It's a great vehicle.
Talk about the My Business Travel Blunder Contest.
Right.
That
had
to produce some great stories.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. We had so much fun reading those. And, of course, there were many, many, many that we will never speak about or repeat to anybody. I mean, you can imagine. even the winning entry was hilarious, but it's something that could easily happen to any one of us. But we did this business travel survey, and we're doing another one. We just finished another one, I think, in market this year. So we've done these a couple of years in a row, and it's great because we get a lot of positive feedback, negative feedback as well about business travel and conditions and, you know, less plane flights and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we really get an idea of where the mindset is for the business traveler today with these business travel surveys. And so we got a lot of rich information there. We get rich information from talking to these, you know, young socializers, the up-and-coming target. And so, you know, the idea was born, all this business travel and all this anecdotal stuff that we're hearing about business trips, maybe we'll tee up a contest, you know, give away a trip to Hawaii and just, you know, reach out and ask people in 500 words or less, you know, tell us about your biggest business travel blunder. So, and it really took off well. I mean, we got, you know, USA Today and I think MSNBC we got over 500 entries, so it was pretty exciting.
Well, it sounds like it was, and I, you know, I would love for you to kind of divulge a few of those little stories, but I kind of get the message here that there are some that you don't even want to talk about, that they were so interesting and different and maybe a little bit embarrassing. What do you think the biggest challenge was that emerged for each of these young travelers in this demographic? I mean, what were they most concerned with, or was there anything that rose to the top, really?
Sure. I mean, if there's... And I don't remember this, you know, when I first started in business, but, you know, we heard a lot of themes about, you know, wanting to do good. You know, it's interesting, this target is a lot different than Gen X, a lot different than baby boomers. I mean, you know, they want things to happen fast. They want to get promoted fast. You know, once they start a job, they want to be VP in like 2 years, and, you know, they want a big office, and, you know, they just don't want to mess up. And, so there's a lot of, I guess, you know, pressure on these guys to do good and you know, make a great presentation. You know, we started talking about performance. You know, all business travel it really is tied to performance, whether it be a job interview, you know, whether it be, you know, going to close on that $2 million account, you know, whether it be a competitive call on a company to try to, you know, gain some new business, whatever it may be. It's interesting when you think about it. You know, it can all be tied to performance. And so, you know, with that in mind, these guys, they know that. And so they just want to do their best. And they want to, you know, dress right and carry the right briefcase or the right, you know, computer bag, shoulder bag. I mean, they're really into appearance, and they're really into the social aspects of business travel, which is interesting. Networking, you know, it goes back to that whole social media thing, you know, Facebook and being online and just, just constantly socializing. And business travel for them and business meetings for them and all of that is a very social experience. And so as a byproduct of that social experience, they want to make sure that they can, you know, be on top of their social game, if you will. So I thought that was, you know, a pretty interesting dynamic, because I don't remember, you know, coming up in the business world, I don't remember that being, you know, so dynamically important, you know.
Well, but what a great way to position your brand as sort of the place to stay in order to perhaps achieve some of that. You know, I mean, the right place at the right time, at the right point in your career where you're going to meet the right people.
Exactly.
You know, you had, I think, then some really, really great key outcomes. 500 consumers participated in the Business Travel Blunder Contest, and
mm-hmm.
you really generated, you know, a significant spike in traffic to the website and over 100 million media impressions. Talk about that a little bit. How did that all play out?
Well, it's fascinating. I mean, and that's why we're continuing, you know, tapping into, you know, the mindset of business travelers, whether they be young socializers or what we call seasoned informals, the road warriors that just know all the shortcuts. You know, tapping into again, beyond demographics. I mean, really getting into their attitudes about travel and you know, airlines, car rentals, hotels. You know, it's fascinating, and people like to talk about it. And they're not shy about talking about business travel. You know, it's funny. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, travel is glamorous. Oh, I get to go to London. Oh, I get to go to Beijing. You know, I'm going to Pittsburgh. Never been to Pittsburgh. And it's interesting that these generational cohorts are so different. You know, the up-and-coming, you know, young socializers, one of the things that they do, which is fascinating, and I even have somebody on my staff who is a young socializer, and she does this as well. She's never been to Boston. So when she went to Boston, she wanted to stay an extra day just to do sightseeing and you know, discover the city. And that's a common theme across, you know, this entire target. And they love to tell those stories and take pictures and post it on Facebook. So I think it's interesting. I think there's a lot of interest in, you know, just socializing about things like business travel and experiences and things like that.
Yeah, you know, after many, many years, you can often be dubbed the road warrior, but it's great to be a road warrior who's also had some really nice experiences enjoying the places that you've had to travel to. And
that's right.
having a great place to stay and feeling safe and secure and comfortable and connected is probably really, really an important element of, you know, hopefully building your guys' brand in this demographic's mind.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, when we talk about Embassy Suites and what Embassy Suites has to offer, especially in front of this target, I mean, they just can't believe it. You know, we talk about, well, you come in and we offer this evening manager's reception, which is 2 hours of complimentary beverages every evening. And they're like, wow, really? Anything you want? I said, yeah, that's what we do. And then we have this big suite, you know, where you have a living room where you can relax or, you know, do your work. But we also have a separate bedroom. So when it's time for bed, your work is in another room. And you don't have to worry about it. It's also, the living room is kind of a staging area for these guys to, you know, practice their presentation and things like that. And then we've got this free breakfast. You know, this you can have an omelet. You can have, you know, cooked order eggs. You know, waffles, pancakes. You know, anything you want. And so, and a lot of these guys, this is really funny too, because a lot of these guys, you know, they remember Embassy Suites when they were growing up, because their parents always took them there when they were on vacation, and they forgot about it, you know. So there's that segment as well. So they grow up and say, well, I'm going to start staying there too. And when I have kids, I want to take them there too. So it's great for the brand. It really is to connect with this target and make sure that, you know, as they grow older, I should say, that, you know, they keep staying with us.
Well, that's the beauty of a strong public relations program, is to kind of build that brand loyalty and also kind of stimulated over the lifetime of a customer. And what are you guys going to do now with the program? Does it have legs, and is it going to continue?
Well, I think certainly, Deborah, we're going to continue having a dialogue with the business traveler, connecting Embassy Suites hotels to business travelers and leisure travelers, you know, in meaningful ways. And I think these contests, you know, Embassy Suites is known for, you know, the brand that has a personality. It's easy to do business with. We don't take ourselves too seriously. You know, we have a fun, engaging staff and that kind of thing. So having these kinds of surveys and contests about the experiential nature of travel, if you will, you know, really fits the brand personality. So, yeah, we're going to continue to do it. As I said, we just wrapped up another business travel survey. We just sent a release out, I think this week, if I recall correctly, on the results of that, which is great because, you know, in these economic times, you know, a lot of attitudes and things change. But we're certainly going to do, with our partners Emanate, these guys are so creative. You know, we're going to come up with some wacky contests to, you know, tap into the mindset of the business traveler. You bet.
How about those of us who are older travelers?
Yeah,
can get in on some of those contests?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as a matter of fact, you know, the guy that won the Business Blender contest, I think he's retired now, and this was a story when he was traveling, but it happened to him, you know, pretty much when he was in his 40s, I think. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's interesting because a lot of these retired travelers today, you know, we call them Zoomers. There's a huge population of you know, retired and semi-retired baby boomers that we call Zoomers because they have a ton of discretionary income and they just love to travel. And but they don't necessarily like to travel on weekends. You know, that's when everybody else travels, right? So they like, their weekends are like, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. And you know, they just love to travel. And so we're connecting with them as well. We try to hit all the demographics.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open for what you guys are doing. It's a great brand. I've stayed at Embassy Suites before, and I've always had a great experience.
Well, thank you.
And so congratulations on a good program, and thank you for being with us today. This podcast series will continue leading up to the Silver Anvil Awards celebration. You can listen or download it through our Voices of Public Relations at prsa.org. Thanks again to John Lee and Embassy Suites for joining us today.
Thanks, Deborah.
This podcast has been a production of the Public Relations Society of America. Visit prsa.org for more information about the Silver Anvil Awards program and podcast series. This recording cannot be duplicated without explicit permission from PRSA.